Alrighty then.
Well, yeah.
Welcome to this new, amazing, fantastic episode of Sporting Woods.
What makes it so fantastic, Michael?
Okay, look, Bluff called very early and very strongly. Last week was an amazing bumper episode full of, like, sports and amazeballs.
We definitely took Joe Rogan for a ride there. We definitely gave him a run for his money, time-wise.
He managed to make it through the episode. Did I tell you this? He called us up and was like, guys... This is my thing.
Yeah, the long-winded, too long episodes about bullshit. Yeah, okay, now I could see Joe Rogan taking time out of his day to do that to us, yeah. But no, as you can hear, it is just an episode of the big man himself, Michael, and the front-facing...
Wow, I didn't realize I wasn't part of the boys because I was a big man. That's very exciting news. I'll remember that for next week. Oh, let's see if the boys can get it. And the man, what's your opinion?
Yeah, that's it, Michael.
I could be the man.
This whole time, yeah. This whole time. You just weren't part of the boys because you're the man.
Yeah, I spent my whole life hating the man.
Yeah.
But incidentally, I always spent my whole life hating me. Yeah. I didn't realize we were one and the same.
Well.
I feel a lot better that I hate me because I'm the man.
Oh,
geez. Sick of holding people like me down. So, yeah, this is a very special episode of Sporting Woods with Luke Gold and Michael Vilkins.
Well, the reason for that is because we really wanted to get the other boys in, obviously Tim and Benny G, but they unfortunately aren't able to join us this week. Obviously, we record on Monday mornings.
Yeah, and they still got their Splendor set.
Yeah, their Splendor set. No, they weren't playing Splendor. They were just down at Splendor playing up. Yeah, I just didn't finish the sentence. Yes, yeah, so they were down at Splendor this weekend. I think they... spent more money on prescription medication than they did on the tickets, I believe. But that's just a rumor. I mean,
told me that was for a new drum kit.
Did they? No,
they gave him like $700.
I told you they were playing up, not playing. They didn't play a set. No.
Oh
yeah. I don't think you're getting a drum kit, Michael.
Oh.
Anyway, so next week once they come back from their haze, allegedly. Everything on this podcast is alleged. But for this weekend, this week, we're going to have a little... I think it'll be a bit shorter, to be perfectly honest with you. So stay with us. But this is an episode of Luke and Michael. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Bats, bats, bats.
Balls, 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 balls.
Sporting Woods, Sporting Woods.
No, it's right. You're not an idiot.
Are we actually going to have this in the podcast?
Have you got the run?
Cricket, cricket, cricket. Bats, bats, bats.
Balls, 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 balls.
And then make like a...
Talk to me about the women's cricket.
Oh, okay, well, what's happening over there at the moment? So the cricket, the Ashes for the women's Ashes has fun. Well, it's wrapped up as such. Like they've retained the series. So Australia have won overnight, winning the tying the Test game. So the way that the women's Ashes, you know, in the men's Ashes, so it's five Test matches.
Yes,
right? In the women's, I think it's two ODIs, a Test match. 4-day test match, and then a T20, right? And then
I almost prefer, like, I mean, I know actual real cricket fans would hate that
because
But like as a separate sort of Iron Man style gauntlet, that's like testing your skills over a bunch of different formats. Can you imagine like an MMA one where it's like, hey, we're doing kickboxing and then like judo and then this and this and this?
I think you might be onto something with that because I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah, if they. I mean, they're not going to, but if they were, maybe not for the Ashes, but for like, you know, a series. If say, again, you know, New Zealand, we're going to play, you know, three tests. We're going to play three tests,
interesting
two
idea,
things, and a T20, and over the aggregate. Yeah, I'd watch that.
I want to be very clear. I'm not saying they should change the men's Ashes
you will get hate mail for that. Mm. But with the girls, yes, they do play a test match, and then the T20. So they played the first three games. They tied the test match, but they won the first two, which means that for points wise, they have 8-2. So they cannot be beaten at this point. Okay.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, it's the same as like in the Origin. You know, like if they win one game and then the second game, you can't be beaten. So the third game is
a dead rubber. I misunderstood what you were saying.
Yeah. So the T20, it doesn't matter whether England wins the T20 because they will Yeah, they still don't win. Okay. So, yeah, so well done to the girls. Behind a big showing from Elise Perry, who we will foreshadowing a little bit. We will talk about later in this episode. So, yes, great job with that. In other cricket news, now the dust has settled a little bit, there's been a little bit of controversy over that final four runs that were given to Ben Stokes for that, the six runs in the World Cup final.
Explain to me what happened.
Long story short, it comes down to a bit of a gray area. To be perfectly honest, everybody's just like, why don't we just shut up and get on with it? Which is the correct
answer.
Sorry,
everybody.
Yeah, everybody is, but we're going to slow down.
No! Yeah. Someone explain it to me.
Yeah, no, I will explain it. So basically, the ball was thrown in off the boundary. So they ran one, and on the way back on the second run, the ball was thrown in, mm-hmm. and before he went over the line, mm-hmm. it hit the bat and went for four runs. Right.
Wait, what? They threw it in from the boundary and it hit the bat?
Yeah, as he was running, it was a one in a million shot.
Just swung for it?
No, he was running and it accidentally hit the bat. Like, he was putting his bat in to go cross. It hit the bat and went for six runs. All of a sudden, the game is well and truly on the line. It's an incredible moment in cricket
history.
So
he's hit it, it's gone to the boundary for what, four?
Two. It went to the boundary, but someone took the ball, Martin Guptill, and threw the ball.
They've thrown it back, it's hit the bat, and it's gone on to score another...
It ricocheted to the boundary, which is four runs.
But that's a huge ricochet.
Oh, mate, yes. But there are only small fields at Lord's at that angle, so it didn't go too far. It changed the game, because if there had been a fielder there, then they wouldn't have run at all, because it's a bit of cricket etiquette, right? No, it's a gentleman's game. So if that happens in a game, and the ball ricochets off, but it doesn't go for four, then as the batsman, traditionally you don't run. Okay, you would just say, yeah, that's ours. We're not taking those runs. We're just going to stay where we are.
Because it wasn't bold to me.
Yeah, because it's a mistake. It was an accident that no one's fault. Like, that's the rules.
But because if it kept going, four, they were like, fuck it. I mean, let's keep running.
No. It went for the boundary. It actually hit the boundary, which automatically is four runs, yep. which means it was six. So, first of all, Ben Stokes has come out and said, look, I didn't want the runs. I asked for those runs to be taken off. But you can't do that. It's the game. The second thing is that it shouldn't...
Yeah, it'd be weird if he called for a review.
Well, yes and no.
There's nothing to review. I mean...
Well, it is what it is. But the thing was, they're saying, yes, it's always been... And this is the coming out of the New Zealand camp as well. For as long as cricket has been around, when that happens, it's six runs. Right, so you run, you get the two, and then the four. If that happens,
right,
that's six runs. But by the letter of the law, if the run wasn't finished, the second run, which it wasn't completed, it should have been five runs, and that second run shouldn't count because he didn't actually finish the run because it went for four. So,
but then did he? I'd agree with that if he turned around and hightailed. Did he complete the run?
He did. But the rule is once it deviates, then it becomes. They get the run. But there is a bit of grey area in that rule. Like, it's up for interpretation type of thing. Basically, what it's boiled down to is everyone's comfortable with six runs. But I think, technically, Ben Stokes should have gone back to the other strikers' run. It should have been five runs.
Yep.
And that should have been the correct...
That would be a fair compromise, really.
Absolute correct answer.
But how long that takes to explain as opposed to just being like, six.
It took days before someone even thought that was something that could occur, whereas the umpires, of course, on the spot need that done.
Yeah. Like, immediately
No one's going to blame anybody in that.
That's been my long-standing problem with cricket, in that... Yep. It's got a lot of strange rules and a lot of ifs, ands, or buts because the game's been around for so long. And I think the rules are invented just like this. Just as something new and unexpected comes up, they have to do the semi-pro basketball thing of like, what?
Two fouls. So you think that
he came there, but he didn't make the crease, so it's got to be... Yeah.
Someone got knocked out and Queen Latifah was up in heaven.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
To give us the alley-oop. What a great movie. Go back and watch that movie. So that was it.
Friend of the show, basketball movies.
Basketball movies, yes, correct. Are we still doing the friend of the show bit?
We never stopped.
Oh, God. Friend of the show bit.
Mate, he's a main character.
We should have introduced him at the start of the episode.
Michael, Luke, and friend of the show gag.
Oh, people are going to hate it.
Yes. So, no one's listening anymore, Luke.
Yeah, it's true. So the big
come
thing
from
with
Benny G, we know this.
Yeah, true. That's true. They do. So the big thing though over the week, Ben Stokes was nominated because he is born in New Zealand. He was nominated as New Zealander of the Year for his
because of his
endeavors, sporting achievements for England.
That's right.
It's a great joke. It's a great bit.
I love it.
Right? I know. I was like, fucking Kiwis, man. They got the best sense of humor.
I do love that. Well done, New Zealand.
Yeah. New Zealand won the World Cup. They might be
getting a vote for the Sweezies for that one from me.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. But anyway, I think we'll let the dust settle on that one altogether. The cricket's finished for now until the Ashes, which kicks off in a little while.
I was about to say until like a handful of weeks.
I know.
That's the end of the cricket.
Last week was just a diabolical week of sport, and then we all got to sleep this week, and then in a few weeks' time it's just going to get just back on it and no one gets any sleep anymore. But anyway, so we'll move on from the cricket.
It'd be a lot easier to do the show if all the sports just decided on one game a week. And they were like, this week we're gonna have the swimming thing. We've been waiting all year for it.
This is it.
This is the one. Quick, get all your swimming in. Cricket,
I guess.
When your week comes up, you decide which teams you want playing that you want to see. Think of how much faff you're going to cut out. I'll work on it.
Yeah, workshop that one. Yeah, we'll call that a brainstorming one. The Netball World Cup finished overnight with Australia going down in a tight one against New Zealand in the final, 52-51, played out at Liverpool.
Doesn't get much more tight than that.
It doesn't. It was 1 point in it. So I think it was a bit disappointing because I believe that, you know, obviously Australia, the Diamonds are meant to win that type of thing, being that Australia and New Zealand have always been two of the biggest heavyweights in netball. I'm not sure where the game was created, but I actually don't know where the game was created. But it is a beautiful game.
Right in, sports fans.
Yeah, definitely do. I want to say Australia, but then something in the back of my head says it was England. But
can't
anyway.
Can't be Australia. What sports have we invented?
AFL. It's literally called Australian football. Like Aussie rules. You couldn't have... Okay.
I mean, yeah. What sports have we invented that other places play? I know AFL has played overseas.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure there's plenty.
Speaking of the AFL,
Goon of Fortune.
I'm going to give you that one too.
Yep, I'm going to take that.
I was like, is it a sport? It's a sport.
It's a fucking sport. Don't you dare try and desecrate it.
It's boring. I don't like Goon of Fortune.
Get out.
It feels like hanging around. Like, I mean, if you're going to share a goon bag with friends,
controversial.
Just share
topic.
A goon bag.
No.
Otherwise, people are just standing around a Hill's Hoist waiting to drink.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's a game.
Yeah, but like, why not just drink?
Because the game is the Hill's Hoist. Like, it's Goon of Fortune. You may or may not win.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I could be drinking, getting drunk, having a great time chatting to mates.
You can still do that at the same time.
Or I could be standing, not drinking for like a 7-minute stretch.
No one's stopping you from holding a beer at the same time as playing Goon of Fortune.
Then why the fuck are we playing Goon of Fortune?
Because it's fun.
Just every now and then a goon bag gets landed next near you.
Yeah. And go suck it and see. Like, what? Controversial. I didn't realize that we were anti fucking.
I don't want to stop people from doing what they think is fun.
Well, look.
I'm just saying I don't derive any enjoyment from it.
All right, fine. Whatever. We're going to move on. Well done to.
If you're going to make it a game, make it like Goon of Fortune and you have, you know, a couple of bankruptcy slots and stuff.
God.
If that lands on you, you've got to tip your drink out. I don't care if you're drinking like whiskey, you know, right? All of a sudden there's like interest.
Okay. So you're saying, are we putting.
Buy a bowel?
Okay, so there's.
I don't know how that would work. But
just buy a bowel and you're allowed to go to the
toilet.
Yeah,
you can have a chunder.
Yeah, right.
No, you have to chunder.
Oh.
You, no.
Oh, wow.
Actually,
Jesus.
No, can I buy a bowel? Like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my God. I have a quick story to tell.
I love it.
So over the weekend, we went to a party. A friend of ours turned 30. I don't know. You know, shout out to that party. It was a wonderful party. But there was a small...
Are you worried about saying their name in case they're like, oh, I didn't want people to know I was 30?
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't asked
permission. It was the 21st.
Good on you, Steph. Nice. Good 21st.
Now no one will know.
All right, anyway. So we're at the 21st, and there's a like a small child, like a I don't know, like a 5 month old, and I'm standing there talking about how
it was a 30th. There wasn't a 5 year old at a 21st.
It was a 30th. Anyway, so because what are we doing at a 21st? We're 29. I don't want to be at any 21s. I'm 21st. I'm good.
Killing it.
Yeah. Just smashing it out of the park, being a mad dog. no. So, there was a little baby there, and I was telling a story about how my dog loves eating anything. Like, they'll eat anything you put in front of them, including their tapeworm tablets.
Right. That's good.
All right. Yeah. Like, I've had dogs in the past that'll, like, go out of their way to spit out the tablet. Ours have got no fucking clue. So, like, you just put it in front of them, and they're like, and they eat it. Anyway. I told that part of the story, and I'm like, and the baby burst into tears, like just straight up, like was like clearly offended by my impersonation, which could mean a couple of things. One, maybe I was a little scary, or two, my dog impression was so real that the child thought there was a dog in front of him and got scared. I think it's that.
A lot of babies cry when they see you, just like in day to day situations.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point.
Wasn't your niece terrified of you for the first couple?
She was. She used to like walk around.
Were you doing loud dog impressions?
No, I was just being me.
I'm so sorry.
God, it is me. Shit. She loves me now, but...
See, and you love kids as well. I'm the opposite. Kids like see me, they're like, holy moly, look at that fun, crazy clown man.
Yeah. And you just don't like kids?
I don't not like kids.
Oh, they heard it first.
It's just that they, I don't know, this is an unpopular episode for me.
It really is.
You know what else I hate? Charities.
The moon landing.
No, I Fake mean, news. Kids, a lot of what I say is like sarcastic. Kids do not get sarcasm. They don't get jokes. They don't get, you know, I don't know. I feel like I don't have much to talk to them. So I always end up talking to them like an adult. Like, you know, like, yes, good afternoon. How has your day been?
How was your
excellent,
taxes?
Excellent. Yeah.
Oh, tax time, huh? Yes. Oh, my gov, am I right?
And she just started crying.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's move back to the story.
AFL.
No, we're going to the Tour de France.
No, because we were talking about it.
Yeah,
AFL.
No. We're going to do Tour de France.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Do you know anything about the Tour de France?
Bikes went around France. All right, let's move on.
Yep.
AFL.
Yeah.
In the AFL, I won't lie to you. I haven't been watching this season. I watched too much
it's
rugby.
It's been surprisingly fun. Like, I've caught a couple of games, and you know how I feel about sports. Same way I feel about children and charities. Not for them. but no, what's been most exciting about anybody that's been watching the season will know that what's been most exciting is the unpredictability. It's very exciting, and I feel like the sign of a healthy code of sport where, each week you've got matchups where you go, well, anything could happen. On our little tipping app as well, when you tip the teams and whatnot, it gives you the betting odds and all of stuff. For the rugby, it's a pretty good indicator of what's going on. For the AFL, anything could happen.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You get teams with like a 5% chance to win, and then they can come and stomp people by like 100.
Because that was the same last year as well, wasn't it?
It's been
that way for a few years.
Yeah, now. They're doing their mix-ups and their trades and the buyings of players,
is working.
That system works.
Yeah, in the NRL over the week.
As opposed to the NRL everybody
a lot of people
can
got 8 from 8 this week, including myself. But
which is not what you want
sport. There were probably two games this week that could have gone either way.
Sure.
And that was about it. Otherwise, yeah, you're right.
I just want to give an update on the Lions bandwagon.
Are you on the bandwagon? Look at you. You're the head controller of the bandwagon.
Yeah, apparently. I install my little train whistle and on
choice.
This bandwagon.
I love it. I love what you've done with the place.
Two games ago, when Brisbane had their giant win, we were like, oh, shit, look, Brisbane's going to be at the Gabba. Previous to that, we decided, we should go see a Brisbane game. We're meant to be on the bandwagon. We should go. Yeah. Timmy called me out. He said, when are you going to see him? I should look him up.
We should go. I think we can all get behind. I think a good AFL comp has a healthy Lions team in it. That definitely helps. And it's good to see.
I'm just enjoying jumping back on the bandwagon, like most people in Brisbane. Because when they're not winning, you don't hear jack about them.
No, they're fucking...
Then when they're doing well, people like me are like, yes, I said forever.
Always been there.
Every Sunday I'm up there.
Yeah, like, cheer the... No, wait, that's the Sydney song.
Cheer the Lions. By then, the moon.
Something about... No, that's... Up the Barrels. That's a shark song. Never mind.
who would win against a what? Shark and a lion?
Is it in the water or on the land?
Yes, again. No, but the shark... no, look, the shark can move on, really, land on like it could in the water.
Well, then I don't feel like...
I don't know. That's some sort of,
it's like... well, not biker mice. What were the street sharks?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Street sharks. A street shark versus a lion. Thank you. Yes.
Okay, well, then a street shark, because they were fucking really? Punk ass.
Yeah, and they had, like, weapons and shit.
Yeah, they were ready to fucking party, yeah. Right. Well, now that we've answered that the question that most people have been wanting us to know, ask, we were going to move on to the rugby championship, which kicked off over the weekend. Australia going down, pretty sad to be honest, pretty lucky to get out of being the Olympic team of the week, to be honest with you, to the box. They haven't won a game in Johannesburg since 63, I think. So it's not exactly a great, you know, great hunting ground for the Wallabies, but no, it went down, and some pretty poor defence from what I saw. But yeah, so and New Zealand got up over Argentina. I think there was a bit of a scare, but they got there. This week, Australia plays Argentina before, and obviously the box play the Blacks. That's what they are. And then we'll go on to play them, I think, the week after that. So, yeah, so we'll know more about that, I guess, when they start to play them in Australia, which is this week. So we're up against Argentina. It's in Brisbane, actually. So, yeah, now the Rugby Championship kicks off. We'll keep you updated on that one.
You also had a couple of issues with the referees.
In the rugby league. Yeah, so we'll kick on with the rugby league. We're just smashing through this episode. This is fantastic. So look, over the
efficiency.
Week,
efficiency. That's what we're going for.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get when it's just a little double act. You
and
know.
Speaking of, it shouldn't be a lion versus a street shark. It should be a street shark versus a street lion. Does that change things for you in
what
terms
does,
of who
what
would
sort
win?
Of weapons does this street lion have?
Look, mano a mano. No weapons. Hand to hand. Street shark versus street lion.
Look, I feel like in that
case...
Like
they've got fucking biceps and legs and I don't know.
I would feel like the lion probably would have the advantage being that they're more used to having four limbs than the street shark.
But like these street sharks are pretty jacked. Like they obviously worked out. Like they know how to use...
Well, then in that case, I'm giving it to the shark because they've got more teeth. And I reckon they'd be more bitey.
You think in a mano situation you're allowed biting and stuff?
Of course you fucking are. Okay. Are you kidding? It's a street
shark. Oh, so this is like
line.
A life or death?
Yeah, oath.
Okay, true.
Yeah, this is to the death.
Nice, nice, nice. So it's not like in checkers or something. I don't know where this is going.
This is a weird
bit. What's up with the
I'm just
going to
let you drown. The NBA, we're not talking about the NBA, mate. It's all over. Don't worry about the NBA. Nothing's happened there anymore. Okay. We're going to talk about the referees in the NRL because this week, as most people probably did, tipped pretty damn well. And it was a bit of a... There was a couple of good games. But overall, you know, obviously 8 from 8 for me this week. So a lot of people would have...
I got 7 out of 8. That's how crazy it is.
Well, if that gives you any idea. But anyway, so the one thing I wanted to really specify this week was the refereeing choices with the sin bidding. Across the board, I thought that the refereeing was a bit poor. But it seems to be like it seems to have, I don't know, just gotten worse in the last couple of weeks. But anyway, but yeah, you saw in the Sharks game, Fifita just having an absolute brain aneurysm and tackling the player without the ball, nowhere near the ball, and then got the shits, you know, for getting sent, and then his team went on to lose. So, you know, just. Absolutely ridiculous that you would do that as a player. I don't understand where Andrew Fifita's head's at sometimes, and he kills us all in fantasy football. Absolutely just abominates it. So super disappointed with that. And you know, he's getting my limp dick player of the week award. Actually, I'm going to give it to Fifi because even after the game, their coach was sitting there just being like, yeah, well, he's trying to bring some energy and, you know, he's trying to do stuff, but maybe he needs to channel that in other ways. And you can just tell the coach was just there like, I'm going to fucking smash this bloke when he gets home. So,
what did the coach say? Sorry.
It's just like, that's what he was thinking. That he was going to like, you know, smash the bloke. Not like he didn't say it in the press conference. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to smash this bloke when he gets home.
I'm going to smash him. Just play some Super Smash Bros.
You just know what's happening.
He's going to get it. He's going to get it. Anyway, but the big one obviously was in the... which I've noticed you've written Penrith. I like that. P-E-N-E-R-I-T-H. It's Penrith, is it? Not Penrith. Penrith.
No, I just wrote it wrong. What do you want from me? Penrith. I like Penrith better than Penrith anyway. Penrith.
You sound ridiculous.
Ridiculous the Penrith.
The Perithneum. So Penrith St. George game. And earlier in the game...
Did I spell St. George right?
No, you got St. George right, mate. I'm going to give you that one.
I'm still not even coming.
Actually, it looks more like you've got a G and then the O, but I know there's an E in there, but you could mistaken the G and the E to be the same. You know what? Forget it. It's Jorge. St. Jorge.
Jorge.
No, listeners, they don't need this. So in that game, you had a try in the corner to the winger for Penrith, which was... the opportunity was taken away from Matt Dufty, the fullback for St. George, when, as the ball was being placed over the line, he shoulder charged. There's no other word for it. He shoulder charged the winger, pushing the winger out, and he put the ball down about half a foot outside the line, right? So he put the ball down.
Yes, yes, yes.
There's no doubt in my mind, if Matt Dufty isn't there, he scores that try. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me that he wouldn't have scored. It's just impossible. It's a shoulder charge, which is a capital offence. You know, they've been trying to rub the damn thing out of the game for years and years and years. But it was the same sort of thing that it was worse than the Billy Slater one, which then he got off to get into the grand final last year. But not great, right?
Yeah.
He didn't drop the ball.
How did that play out?
Yeah. Well, they gave it a penalty.
Oh.
So it went upstairs. So they gave it a penalty. So they were acknowledging that what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
Got put on report, but it wasn't a penalty try. And he didn't get sent off. Unreal. Because later in the game, Kikau, with about, I think it was about 10 minutes to go or so, Kikau playing for Penrith was, I think it was something like half a second. It was like 0.4 of a second. It wasn't, they worked it out. They were like, it was four frames between when the player passed the ball and when Kikau hit him. It was like half a second, something like that. But he hit him late. He did hit him late, but it wasn't that crazy. You ever been far worse? He got senbin. He got 10 minutes in the bin for it. For hitting the bloke after the ball.
Oh. It's not much.
Which is not much. And to be honest, it was a penalty. Like, you can't hit the guy after he's passed the ball. I understand that. But you've got to give some leniency. Although I think Kikau's was not great, Dufty's was way worse and definitely deserved a sin bin. Or a penalty try. It just blows my mind. Mm. And if I was a Penrith supporter and they had have lost that game by 2 points because they did score off the next set, but they missed the kick. So if you get a penalty try, you don't get the points automatically, but no matter where the try was scored, the kick is taken right in front.
Sweet.
So you're expected to get that 2 points, right? But they missed that, but then they went on to absolutely belt St. George because St. George are pathetic. which brings us on to the Limp Dick team of the week, which Tim, you know, did ask over the weekend. Oh, he wanted the Titans, and you could have made a fair point for the Titans because they didn't play very well at all after scoring in the first 5 minutes against Melbourne, who are the front runners, they're 8 points ahead. They're ready, you know, like they should win the grand final this year. And they scored 12 points in the first 5 minutes against them. They scored two tries, bang, bang, after five. And you're like, holy shit, look at this. Now, Melbourne were fielding a team that had all four of their origin players out. They rested them. So
smart.
Yeah, smart room. Oh, Daniel Finucane played, but Dale Finucane. I don't know if I said David. Daniel Finucane played.
Plays for Penrith.
Does not play for Penrith. He plays for Melbourne. So he was actually out, but either way, sorry, he played, but you know, the big guys didn't. So it was an undersized Melbourne team. And Titans, it was gonna be their best opportunity to beat this team I think they'll ever have. And after 5 minutes they had 12-0, but then Melbourne went bang bang, Titans went bang, they went bang bang, and then ran off with it.
Thanks for that play-by-play.
That's what happened. So it looked like the Titans were ever going to have an opportunity. That was it. They fucked it up. But it was against Melbourne, so I'm willing to give them that. But St. George, who are, in my opinion, this week's Limp Dick team of the week, and since the other pair are still, you know, struggling to get their asses back from Byron, they ain't here, so I'm going to make the executive decision on this one. St. George, and the reason why was because at the start of the year, we all knew that the Titans were shit.
Mm.
They always looked awful.
But so you're saying there's a bigger drop
Yeah, like absolutely. Absolutely. St. George, like, I don't think anyone had them winning the comp or anything, but they could have snuck an eighth. They could have snuck a seventh. They could have. They could have made the top eight, and I just don't think...
Shout out to Tim and Benny G, speaking of smuggling an eighth. I hope you had a great time of Splendor. Allegedly.
Yeah, that got me, that one. That's good. Good gear.
If they didn't quality perform, gear. Why was Tim up on stage with Katy Perry? What were those photos that I saw?
There is a lot going wrong with that sentence.
I know. Could you tell that I have no idea who's at Splendor this year?
I'll tell you who is at Splendor, who I heard on the radio this morning. I did know, but it's great to hear that they're still kicking it. They're
Dickie
like,
knee.
Oh, Dickie knee.
Hey, it's Saturday. Just trying
an
to
aggro.
Most unlikely
aggro.
Yeah. Arctic Monkeys are trying to play there. They're not at the bottom of the stage.
Mr. Turner. I just got to know, where's the monkeys and how cold is it up there? Yeah, get out of here, Dickie Knee. Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Turner.
What a show.
That is.
What a horrible. Shout out to Dickie Knee.
Yeah. Shout out to Dickie Knee. Yeah. Now, our international listeners are like, who? What? Go look up. Yeah, forget it.
Even if they look it up, they'll still be like, wait, joke. But I don't.
It's a weird joke. Anyway, I forgot where I was. Oh, yeah. So over the weekend, yeah. Right. So Splendor Grass played, and they had him on the radio this morning. They were talking to someone who was there, and they're like, oh, what'd you think of Ruby Fields? Was she your best act? She played a cover of Toxic, which nice. They play on the radio this morning, which is kick ass if you haven't heard it. And they believe it's the first time that Toxic or a Britney Spears song has been played on Triple J ever. And it was a cover. And it was badass. Yeah, it was a kick-ass song. Anyway, so they got this girl on the radio, and they're like, oh, you were there. Would you like Ruby? She's like, yeah, it was great. Da-da-da. And they're like, oh, but what was she your favorite act? And she was like, no, my favorite act was Wolf Mother. Now, we went and saw Wolf Mother in 2011 down at Blues Fest. And they...
Greatest festival ever. I have not been to another one because, I mean, like, pfft,
you can't
who cares
beat.
About, like,
you can't
anyone.
Beat. And again...
It is crazy. Sometimes I explain to people, like, the acts that we saw at Blues Fest 2011, and it is literally, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. We saw some... We saw the guys that played the original La Bamba. I mean,
yeah.
You want to take it there. We saw that. We were like, who are these guys? And then out of nowhere, they're like, la 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 Bamba. And it's like, holy shit, it's them.
It was great watching the whole crowd be like, oh, yes, finally, they played the La Bamba song.
It's La Bamba. And it wasn't even like, oh, this is the cover. Like, they were the La Bamba guys.
Who else? BB King. When saw BB King live.
We did.
You saw Bob Dylan. Wolfmother. You saw Jethro Tull.
I saw Jethro Tull.
ZZ Top. Oh. Which was surprisingly like the best out of everybody as well. It was
they really did.
How?
Rocket something chronic. They did.
Anyway, shout out to Blues Fest 2011.
Snowdroppers
was
another one.
Yes.
Definitely get out there and listen to their music. They've broken up by now, but anyway.
Led Zeppelin reformed again for the second time.
They really didn't, though. That didn't happen. But there was a lot of good things. So Wolf Mother are still kicking ass even now, which is cool to know.
Nice.
Yeah.
I imagine they must be in like a Tame Impala situation where it's the lead singer.
Oh, it always
like
was.
His backing band.
Well, I mean, Wolf Mother basically, remember we came out years ago and was like, this is just my band. The rest are just, they're just here to like, you know, kick it with me. And Tame Impala, he was the same. Well, Tame Impala is just...
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, what's his name?
Neil Sedaka.
No, what? No, it's... we're not moving on until I get this. His name...
Trey Parker.
No, shut up. His name is...
I'm not cutting any of this. And I've looked up the name.
Damn it, what is it? Go on, just tell me. Don't tell me.
The first letter
Give me the first letter. Give me the first letter.
And if you're listening to this, you can probably skip ahead like 3 minutes until we get back to the sport and the Olympic Energy Team of the Week.
Come on.
Kevin
Parker.
Oh, look at that.
It's Kevin Parker. That.
Just needed your little special K.
I did.
And then bang, off you
little,
go.
Little special K.
Speaking of special K,
shout out to Tim.
It's very early in the morning.
Well. All right. So, yeah. So, St. George wins the Olympic Team of the Week award this week because they're shit. And I don't see them getting any better. So, there's a couple of like strong smokies for Wooden Spoon, and they could be one. And for a team that has as many origin players and international representatives, it's abhorrent that they are as shit as they are. But yeah, so we'll just quickly go through the rest of the round. The Broncos Bulldogs game was a pretty good game. Obviously the Broncos kicking some serious ass in that one, 28-6. Look, yeah, what's to say? The Dogs just don't seem to want to win. After the shock win of the week before, they just looked they just didn't look in it at any point, and the Broncos got away with a big one. So with the next game, we had the Warriors and the Sharks, with the Warriors getting up by 1 point in the end, which is pretty fucking cool. But for the cool stat out of that game was that for the fifth time in sixth games, I think it is, I believe it's five and six, the Sharks have scored more tries than the opponent, but lost the game. That goes to show
you're going to have to walk me through that one.
So a try is worth 4 points, and then they miss the kicks.
Right.
So a team can score three tries and get that, right?
Oh, that's horrible. That's like, we lost that game because of the free throws. We missed every single one.
You got it.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, so it really doesn't help with their chances. So the Sharks look, it was theirs to win. The Warriors getting home, by 1 point in the end with Blake Green slotting a field goal. It was a pretty good game in the end. But the Panthers-Dragons game, we've spoken about that one. St. George, get your shit together. Panthers go on a romp. They haven't won 7 games in a row in 20 years or something. So, well done to Penrith. I mean, I hate to say it, but certainly I, and most people had written them off at the start of the year. They're in absolute shambles, completely and utterly. And here we are, 7 weeks on the trot now. They've managed to put a win on the board. It's amazing. Like, it's actually like, it's almost on the same par as like when the Sydney Swans a couple of years ago, and they lost the first X amount of games, like 10 games or something, and nearly made the grand final. Like, there is a chance that they might even keep on that going on that stretch. They just look like the young fellas they've got in that team, Brett Naden and To'o on the wing or in the backs. Bro, Josh Mansell can't get a ball, can't get a try because all these young fellas beside him. Brett Naden is just scoring try after try. So if you had them in your fantasy football team, you did real well. Unfortunately, I missed out on both of those. But anyway, we're moving on to the Roosters Knights. The Roosters just absolutely putting a cricket score on with 48-10, which is a big one. But it was the game that the Roosters always looked like. It's the game that we know they can play, and the Knights just had a shocker. But that said, there were some incredible... it was the Roosters at their best when they're showy. They really like to play a showy brand of footy.
Cocky.
Yes, it is a cocky brand of footy. It really is.
The Roosters.
So, yeah. No, I got it.
Okay.
I got it, Michael. I was just giving you the... Shut up. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see because I think you've still got a fair chance that the Roosters play Melbourne in a grand final. You could see that. It'll be interesting to see because obviously Melbourne play a defensive type of footy. They like to grind out their wins, whereas the Roosters play a flashy brand. So last year, the same thing happened in the grand final. The Roosters got out to that flash, and then Melbourne aren't very good at chasing points. They're not used to it, whereas, yeah, other teams are. So, yeah, the Roosters are affirming again. You know, that said, you had the Raiders, the 30-year anniversary of the grand final, the greatest grand final of all time, in some people's opinion, which was the Raiders and the Balmain Tigers. And I watched some stuff on that, and it was very, very, very exciting. So it was a good game. However, this game, it looked like the Raiders were going to go out by a country mile, and then the Tigers managed to pull it back a little bit, with the Raiders only scoring their tries all in the first half. Jared Croker had a good one. Nickel Klokstad, he had the poor bugger looked injured the whole time. He just kept getting injured, but he kept showing up and turning up and just
just
that counts a lot.
Phenomenal talent. Yeah, he'll get an honourable mention in the Sweezies. I don't know, foreshadowing. But yeah, obviously the Raiders getting it up there, 20-12. So the Cowboys up against the Rabbitohs. Ethan Lowe had a phenomenal game, actually. He scored the first two tries and looked really, really good. But yeah, the Cowboys just not being able to get a job done up against the Rabbitohs, who were under... That forward pack was under what the Cowboys were. Cowboys pack is just enormous. It is so big, so mobile. Taumalolo he's a machine. And they've done every week, not every week, but like now and then you're like, oh geez, did they really make the right decision giving him a 10-year contract, you know, 10 million or whatever it is? Like, it's just an obscene amount of money, an obscene amount of time. But he just shows up. He is the real deal, Taumalolo, and probably will go on to be, could possibly be one of the best forwards we've ever seen in the game.
Already one of the greatest guitarists ever. Big fan of Rage Against the Machine.
What's his real name? That's going to hurt me.
No, I don't know. I think Tom Morello.
Tom Morello. It's Tom Morello. Fuck you, damn it. Like, come on, man.
What was the original dude's name?
Morello. Jason Taumalolo. Yeah, all right, I'll give it to you.
Okay, right.
I shouldn't, but I will.
I thought this was... Okay, yeah.
We've already talked about the Storm Titans game. Nothing more to talk about that one. Storm getting up over the tits on that one. But the I guess one of the toss-up games, I said there was two. It was the Warriors-Sharks for me, and then the Seagulls and the Eels. And I tossed up that it would be the Eagles, and I got that one right. Ruben Garrick had a field day, three tries, and kicked a whole bunch of goals as well, 4 from 7. And just, yeah, they got home 36-24 against the Eels. They look like they're starting to firm as well, Manly. So yeah, we'll see what happens coming in closer to the finals. But yeah, so that's just a little recap of the week that was in Rugby League. So we don't have too much, obviously, from Benny G's feedback, fantasy feedback, since he's, you know. So we'll quickly.
What do you got for feedback?
Well, what's the fantasy what have I got situation? On the feedback is that, oh man, I seem to have lost. I've lost ground. I was looking to get it over 1300, but it looks like I'm gonna lose out. So we'll just quickly go through the scores as they are. It's not out of lockout just yet, but it looks like I'm gonna go down to Wayne and his Stingers, 1311 to 1278. I left a lot of points on the bench this week, unfortunately. Dano hits topped over 1,000 points, but the Baskin Straightens hits him up with a 1307 to 1053. Poobadoo, friend of the show, Poobadoo, actually had a ripping game of 1315. So that's actually, as far as I can tell, he came second for the row. That's fantastic work. Up against Jimmy's Jets, pulled that bad boy off against the bye. Joe's Guns beat Ivan Netnyaj. Oh, Jesus, I butched that. Ivan Netnyaj with a 1340 over 948. So big one there. And then the grudge match of the week, which was the Tim's GCGs up against the Revolution, Benny G and the Revolution. Now, this is the second time this year that they have met, and as this stage, Tim is 1306 to 1298. There are 8 points in that bad boy right now, but it'll have to go back to call they'll have to go back and just check the count back on that one. Both running Tommy Turbo as their skipper, both leaving hundreds of points on their bench as well. So yeah, look, we just have to wait and see, because the talk is that Gutherson has got a few points in him as well, so we'll see how we go. But Tedesco had a ripper, Nakora had a big one. So yeah, look, just we'll see what happens there. For those who don't know, Benny G is in both an AFL and an NRL fantasy football divisions.
Yeah, and
he said the other day I think he's like 250th in the AFL like 400th in the NRL one. Hundreds of thousands of people combined. It's incredible.
Not looking forward to next year's contract negotiation.
No, this dude is...
I have to pretend like, oh, well, yeah, that's sort of shitty though, isn't it, really? We don't need extra money.
You can't deny. Let me just find it. Like, at least for... He's coming 472nd as of last week. 472. Isn't that incredible? I'm at 11,000. I'm way behind. But anyway, so that's all we're going to go into as far as the fantasy feedback. I don't have anything new information for you guys. That's not really my area of expertise. I'm normally just the colour man.
What about the tipping?
Well, the tipping was a bit of a dud, to be honest, because everybody kind of tipped the same. But if we look at the
rankings are a bit interesting. Do you want to do the round or the total? Have the totals updated?
Well,
yet?
Here it is. It has. So we'll go from the bottom. Mickey Free, the new cat, Shalimar, picking up 6 from 8. He is on 81 with no tips used and no jokers used.
No tips used.
Katie with a 7 from 8. Brings herself up to 91. Jess slips back again to with 6 points to 92. Vilko with a 7 and yet still goes down the list.
I know, right? Can't 93. Catch
well, that's because the Parkwood, I don't even know what it is, Pelicans. Parkwood Pelicans in Tim's team, he used a joker. And
first joker
off.
For Tim.
It was the first joker, yeah. And he only got 6 from 8.
But that's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's
everybody
not what
else
wanted.
Did quite well. What they, you want is getting 6 from 8 when everyone's got like 2.
Yeah. Now, what the big story
he's
is?
He's still got 2 jokers left.
He does
as well,
now. Yeah. He was trying to be all big dick about it and yada yada. So he is 1 point behind me now. He's on 94 points. I'm on 95 because JT and I are now on par. But because I picked the round, the only person to do so, I got an extra 2 points. So I go 10
is
points.
That what it? I was wondering how you got 10 points for an 8 game.
Yeah,
so if you get them all right, they give you an extra 2 points.
Correct.
Isn't that horrible?
No, because I made
you're
the
so good
I made
at
the
tipping.
Rule.
We're going to put you 2 more. Yeah. Ahead. What do you mean you made the rule?
Well, you got to choose at the start whether or not you wanted to add in the if you tip the full team, you get the points.
This is just like the 3 jokers thing. Like, I didn't know what I was signing up for.
Yeah. Well, look. So the point is that Tim, although used a joker, I pulled off a perfect round. Which now I'm looking at it. If I nearly used a joker too. I nearly did.
Can you imagine if you got 20 points that round?
I would have just. The BDE, I would have been giving myself.
You wouldn't
more.
Have believed that they were off at Splendor. You'd be like, no, they can't face me.
Yeah,
show up into my face.
Yeah, come and say it to
eat my
face.
Points.
So I am now 1 point behind Dogs of War, Dano, who's on 96 points. It is neck and neck in the tipping at the moment.
It is quite close.
Yeah. Yes. Whereas, and to give you guys an idea, my work comp, there was 3 of us that actually tipped. Oh, 4 that tipped the round. There you go. But the only person. Oh,
wait, really?
Yeah. That's the one that not to say the Sporting Woods doesn't count, but there is some good money running on the work comp, and I'm 1 point behind in that one as well. So yes, starting to tighten up at the top. But yeah, so that's the tipping. So we're going to quickly move on to the Sweezies for this week. Now, as we've said, there was a lot of, like, the game. Well, I tipped the round, so if that can give you any indication of how plain Jane this week was. So honestly, in the Sweezies, we haven't given any points to any rugby league players at all because there was a bit of, I guess, going in and around the grounds otherwise. So we wanted to give 1 point this week to Zlatan Ibrahimovic for hitting his second hat-trick in the MLB. MLB? Major League
Baseball?
No, Major League Soccer, MLS. It's the MLS, sorry. MLB. Yeah, he hit a hat-trick in the baseball. No. So he hit a hat-trick. His first goal in it, he got the ball passed to him, like, sort of lobbed. I believe it came off his right foot. It was his head, his right foot, and then he kicked the goal with his left foot, all in the one motion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sick. Like, if you go find the footage, it's like, bang, tap, boom.
Huh.
It's like, fucking man, the dude's he is the man. So Zlatan picks up, as Benny G said, he is the Ferrari surrounded by Fiats, which is true. Like, he is, he's that much better, and he's just gone to the US to just make bank. Like, Wayne Rooney's done the same thing, but Wayne Rooney's a bit further in his career. But anyway, so good on you, Zlatan. You pick up a point this week. 2 points goes to Elise Perry, just for smashing it and getting her team across the line.
Well deserved.
In the Women's Ashes. Well done, Elise, and it's just continues to be probably the best. She is the best all-rounder in Australian cricket. Period. Like, I'll fight anyone.
Yeah.
Fight anyone who says otherwise, but she is the real deal, and should be respected as such. So that's why she gets the 2 points this week. Because BG. And she would have got the 3 had not been overnight in the FINA World Championships.
If we recorded on a Sunday, she'd get it. Number one.
She'd have had it, but we're going to have to give it to Matt Horton. Now, because this isn't about, like, you know, the best display of sporting achievements or anything. This is about big dick energy. All right? This is about showing off how big your energy dick is. And Matt Horton. Now, Michael, do you know what Matt Horton did? And I've kept this kind of on the DL so that I can have this moment live. Do you know what he did?
Yeah. Heard of who?
He... How long have you been sitting on that one for?
3 minutes. I don't know, you said it. I don't know. Okay. This is not... There's not a lot of effort going into this.
No,
like,
I can tell. You're phoning this shit in. So, Matt Horton...
he's not wrong.
Matt Horton, Australian swimmer. He overnight has had a... Well, he raced against his rival, next best rival, Sun Yang, the Chinese swimmer.
Chinese swimmer, yeah.
Who in the past has been done for doping, spent a 3-month ban, and has been basically the only swimmer to come out and like actually accuse and like stand up against Sun Yang and say this is ridiculous that he gets to race the guy as a doper.
It's just broadly for swimming, not specific to Matt Horton or anyone else, but as opposed to a sport like AFL or something, right?
Yeah.
Where you can be like, I think that guy's I think the Essendon team is doping. How do you prove it? Swimming, the stats are incredible. They have it down to like, oh, you're hitting this time. You need to be making 10 laps to each pool. Like, they've got it down to how many laps, what times, and oh, I had Weet-Bix for breakfast and look, it shaved off for half a second, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So when there's somebody your height, your weight, your blah, 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 doing the things you're doing, and then they're getting ridiculously better or, like, you know, significantly better results.
That said, Matt, he only lost, it was less than a second between the two.
Oh, that's what I mean. Not this specific thing.
Yeah, but
doping
general.
And swimming, they know.
Yeah.
They're like you and your coach who have spent like every waking moment, your performance, and then someone over there, like, you know.
Yeah,
it's not like, oh, yeah, you're just upset for this or that. It's like, no, look at these numbers, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, so anyway. Matt Horton has called it out, including he came second to Sun Yang, but when it came to getting on the podium, he stood behind the podium
to
take his second medal as a sign of,
well, this is bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit.
This is absolutely bullshit that this bloke who's been done for doping in the past is allowed to continue, you know, under this, like, right now. So Matt Horton, for having the onions to get up there and you know, say what he's feeling and what the rest of the world's feeling, and, you know, he's not getting criticized for it. People are getting behind him because, you know, he's standing up for what he believes is the truth. So yeah, big fan of that. And Ledecky going down as well to an Australian overnight. Let me just bring that up.
Stop it! You're scaring the children.
Let me find that. And just a little honourable mention, of course, Ariane Titmus. Ariane Titmus beating Katie Ledecky in the 400-meter freestyle, which is a huge one because Ledecky is like a mega superstar of US swimming. And yes, to lose to an Australian, she can suck on it. So yes, well done to Titmus for that one. Well done. So that brings us to the end of this episode. We said it was going to be a quick one. So we've got the standard shitsaw shootout. But this week, Michael actually came and asked, guys, I've decided that, you know, I really wanted, I feel like I need to inject myself into this game. Speaking of friends of the show, how are Tim and Benny G? Allegedly.
Yes.
So this week, the shitsaw shootout is going to be taken by Michael.
It's a one-question shootout.
Oh, it's a proper sudden death.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
I'm pretty sure. The question for this shitsaw shootout, the Vilken special, is, did I end up writing anything for the shitsaw shootout?
I mean, yes, because you wrote this question.
It's multiple choice. Is it A? Yes.
Oh, is that how that feels?
B, no. Or C, kind of. That's a good point. I obviously thought of it before this question.
I'm going to go C.
It's B. It's no, I didn't. I thought
you
it was
wrote
just like
this?
In the episode.
Bullshit, you did. You were like, I want to do the shitsaw shootout.
That was before my model UN thing, and I didn't want to do it. It was, we have a shitsaw shootout? You were like, yeah, I got a thing. I was like, oh, cool, because I can put one together. You guys went, sweet, Vilkins, you're all over
this
it.
This is actually a shitsaw shootout. It's
and
actually
then,
shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have to have the shit sauce shootouts to make the highs of the good shit sauce shootouts. Oh my God.
You have any idea how much effort I put in?
I'm putting relief. It's relief. The 3D relief.
3D
of the,
relief.
Yeah, I know art. it makes the good ones that much better. If they were all amazing, then they're all average. You're welcome.
Did you just quote The Incredibles?
Oh, not intentionally.
Everybody's super.
No, that's just logic. He's right. Was it a good guy that said that?
It was the ultimate bad guy.
Oh, damn.
The actual bad guy.
Hey, he's got a lot of good points. I like
wow.
kind of his
so
jibs.
We
no
hate,
kids.
We hate kids. We
no
hate charities. And we're in favor of the bad guy from The Incredibles.
Not in favor, just heavily identify with.
Wow. This is why you don't do as much talking as the other boys do on this podcast. We let you
find
go rogue.
Too much.
Yeah, it's too raw. Put him back in his box, they'll say.
Oh, no.
Right, so
what
was the shit sauce shootout.
What have we got next week? Let's look forward.
This is a forward-looking
podcast.
Okay, we're going to look forward to it. The Tour de France will continue on, I think. I don't know.
So it's going to be a big week of things going around in circles, it's looking like. Got the Formula One Grand Prix.
Yes, the
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
And the Tour de France.
Yes, the Tour de France. The Test cricket. So England are actually having a game against Ireland this week. So that'll be in their
That's not the...
It's not the first time they've done that, no.
Test cricket back, is it? It's been...
Might be. Yeah, it could be the first game of Test cricket since the World Cup, do you mean? Yeah. So they'll play against Ireland. This could be the first time that Ireland's played England, though, because they played Pakistan and... Yeah, maybe India? Definitely Pakistan. I'm not sure. But anyway, so yes, the Formula One Grand Prix in Germany this week. We've got, lots more in the AFL, obviously, this week. The Rugby Championship's coming up. The NRL will continue to sail on that boat. I guess that ties us up for next week. So we'll be back. We will be back next week, hopefully with a full cohort. The boys will have recovered by then, one can hope. And we will see you then.
Thanks, everybody.
And then make like a...
Over the weekend, you were trying to court me to going to...
No, I was sick. I was trying to find a replacement. Uh-huh. I was very ill.
But you were doing a... Was it UN?
It's an all-day... They call it a mega game.
Uh-huh.
And I promised myself I wouldn't broadcast that I went to this.
Yeah.
But basically,
I think
it's
your
like
stud points are about to go through the floor.
60 to 70... My stud point already goes through the floor, Luke.
Is the stud point what you call the tip of your penis?
Yes. No, it's when I point at things with my penis.
No, that stud's got a point.
Pew. Pew. But look at this. This toilet paper is only $1 a roll. But then this one is...
Handy. Is that you doing an Aldi ad? Yeah. This one's yeah, but just like with your dick. I don't know. So you did a model UN thing.
Yeah.
Mega game.
It's a mega game where teams of like four or five represent a different country.
Uh-huh. And what country
and
were you?
We were Japan.
Great nation of Japan. The great nation of Japan. Did you go skiing?
Nonstop.
Onsons?
What?
An onsen.
Yeah.
Like a hot bath with the monkeys.
Yes.
It's a real thing. Onsen.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you jump in a monkey bath?
No, because it was one at a hotel we went to.
Banned
when
from
I was
Japan's
there.
National Zoo. That's not for the public, Luke.
Don't tell me what I can and can't do.
Silverback drumming.
Yeah. Hey, you want a back rub? No, so there was one at a hotel that we stayed in. I think it was in Osaka.
I'll give you a silverback. He's such trash.
Boo. There was an onsen at the hotel, but it was just for men. And Katie was like, oh, this is bullshit. Like, well, da 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 da. And I was like, yeah, baby, I'm not going to go into that, you know, as a sign of solidarity. And totally not because I just didn't want to go into a bath with naked dudes
right.
on my own. Like, that's, yeah.
You do you, man.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I did do me in the end, and that was to not get involved in the onsen. Yes, but anyway, so where was the onsens at the Japanese? What did you do? What happened? Talk to me.
I did get talked to in the bathroom, I can tell you that.
What? Jesus.
I'll bring up that story in a bit.
Okay.
But broadly, 60 to 70 people show up,
uh-huh.
And you have to save the world from an alien invasion.
Huh.
Is something that you find out along the way, but then at the same time, you also have to, like, protect your borders from other countries and stuff, and make sure, like, the citizens have all your fucking...
Take over the great nation of Japan?
Well, yeah, like half of it is like, so each person on the team has a different job. Like you've got someone in charge of your military, someone Minister in charge of the science, someone, you know.
Minister of Music.
I was our diplomat, so it meant that I had to keep going back to the United Nations and discuss with all the other UN dignitaries and whatnot.
And how was that?
Heaps of fun. Shockingly fun. Because
who was the biggest dickhead? Like who, like, you're like, I fucking hate Uganda or, you know,
Well, it changed because the first, like, I mean, let me give you an idea of like how the day planned out.
Okay,
they have turns. It's split up into like 30-minute segments. Sorry, Luke, I won't keep you up for much longer.
I'm already bored.
This is just from the United Nations. We go there, you've got about like 6 minutes to like talk about stuff, propose shit, and then vote and, you know, things that happen. Right. So the first two ones we do are just shitstorms because no one's real sure what to do. You spend most of your time talking about the first thing on the table. Then you're like, oh shit, we've got 1.5 minutes. What about this? What about blah, blah, blah. So the first one, nothing got done. Nothing got passed, which isn't it's pretty
typical
standard.
UN.
Yeah, with everything like, oh,
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica.
The second one was much the same. I think we like maybe nearly passed one thing, or we did pass one thing, and it was just a low level sort of like.
Okay, so
you know,
far.
Like. Yeah, anyway.
Carrots for all.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And everyone's like, yes, it's not going to cost us anything. Yes, Germany's in favor of...
Germany likes carrots.
Yeah,
good.
So, thumbs up. We give ourselves a big round of applause, but we're like, oh, holy shit.
Standard UN.
Third time.
Oh, hello.
I got to go. The Emperor of Japan, my head of state, comes up to me and he goes, maybe miss the next UN meeting.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Wait, is this where you had a discussion in the bathroom? Like,
I'm getting to that. Oh,
okay, all right. I'm just interested.
Yeah.
I'm back on now. You started talking about the bathroom.
I wish I hadn't brought up the bathroom thing. It's not a story I would have shared. but here we go. So yeah, turns out China... is going to nuke the United Nations.
Oh, my God.
Just
wait.
Because,
oh, my God.
Yeah, right? And this is like the third round of the day
or
whatever.
Why?
And so I'm like, okay, because it was a fucking pile. It was not working. And they had a nuke. And they really didn't like, because there was quite quickly a power block of like, you know, the US, Australia, Britain, blah, 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 blah. They were like, yes, let's team up and do our things and not any of the things that these guys want to do or whatever.
Oh, okay, fuck. These
so
them
so
so we nuke them. No, so we're in favor of nuking the UN.
So I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I can stay home.
I'll hang out.
Yeah, thank you for the heads
yeah,
up.
Yeah, sure, cheers for that one, brother. Combo meal.
So yes, I decide to tell the member of the press that's covering the United Nations.
Oh my God, you did not.
I did.
What? That they're gonna nuke it?
Well, I was like, hey, press buddy, maybe skip the next United Nations meeting. I hear it's not going to be. You want to miss it. And they're like, what? What?
Why?
And then they decided to skip it. So they were very thankful for us.
Did they not write right, this is a way to get the press on side?
Yeah, save them from being nuked.
See, I would have probably just taken them all with me. With them.
Oh, there you go. With me, like, I'm in the air, like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
So,
near Christ.
So, time comes to go to the meeting. I make myself scarce. They go to have a meeting. They're all sitting in the room being like, huh, Japan, China, and Russia aren't here. Oh, well.
Oh my god.
So they pass one resolution,
right. No before nukes we go, for anybody.
They hold up for a little bit and then pass one, which is basically, yes, going to DEFCON 1 will get you sanctions, so that way people would be not willing to use nukes. Just like,
that's really a cool story, unless you get nuked, and then
1 minute
you.
Later.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all well and good until somebody drops the nuke. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's got a plan until someone drops the nuke.
Yeah. Each little section has like a game controller, like someone that knows the rules,
right,
and like
knows what's
we're like,
up.
Can we do this? And they talk like,
fucking sure.
So I did get to see the controller get told like that, oh, China's nuked the United Nations. And you can see him be like, sure. I mean, like, I guess.
So what
like,
happens to what the players you, that were in the United
I'm
Nations?
I'm glad that you asked. If your country gets like their butts kicked. like
I don't know, a nuke getting dropped on your diplomat. Yes.
You have to reshuffle all the parts that everybody gets.
Okay.
So, next UN meeting, we're there explaining to like the new people that have come in, because they've missed the previous three rounds, and we're there being like, well, we're experienced members of the United Nations.
We've been here. Know this shit. Right.
We're not taking crap from these new kids.
What are you, Australia? Fuck off.
Or, like, much further rounds down the track, people are, like, giving China shit, and I'm there, like, I know you're new here, but the last people that shut them off, they dropped a nuke on them.
You.
Not on their country.
On you, yeah.
Just, like, FYI.
So what ramifications does having dropped a nuke occur? Like, surely you go to war over that.
Sure. Well, I mean, like, just because you asked, unbeknownst to us, we learnt this at the end of the day, because... Yeah, no, I'll tell it this way. We learnt at the end of the day that Britain had communication from aliens that said, if the Earth is at war, we'll just blow you all up. We won't even, you know, when we arrive, if you guys are fighting. So, Britain decides to tell the world that China only did that because of mind control. People had mind control China, so that's why they nuked the United Nations. It was not China's fault.
Interesting China said, strategy, Cotton.
Sure. No communication with Britain. Britain's just come up with this excuse, and China's like,
yes,
yeah,
that's what happened.
Totally. Is there mind control in this game? Not particularly.
Oh my god.
Like, all that sort of stuff, because it's just, you know.
But why not?
Making up crap. Anyway.
Been saying that for many years now, that the Chinese have been under mind control.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Now when they listen to this podcast, they'll know.
But yeah, long Shout story short, I got voted Secretary of the Secretary
Wait,
General
what?
Of the United Nations twice.
Are you
twice,
joking?
Which was a lot of fun as well. I love talking, different stakeholders, all of that sort of shit. So the United Nations part was quite fun and quite dramatic.
I mean, they dropped a nuke.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. People being like, oh, so how did you know not to go? They're being like, oh, look, mate, it was a complete sliding doors moment. I missed my train. I just, you know, oh, no.
Unbelievable. So how then, pray tell, did you end up in the bathroom?
So... When I'm making myself scarce.
Making myself so scarce.
Nuclear attack. Yikes. So
this joke is stupid.
And goes too long.
And now I wonder.
The bathroom story isn't even funny. I mean, it's just going to be a bomb in the episode on, because we got nothing after this.
Tell me what the fuck happened.
I've been told that my workplace is about to be nuclear destroyed.
Right.
Nuclearly destroyed.
Nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
So I'm thinking I'm not just going to sit out by the Japan table, because people will be like, oh, hey, man,
why
we got the
Japan?
Thing.
Right,
like, come
right.
on. No, those you silly man.
Wait, isn't this what like has happened in Parliament in Australia, where they like all run out of the room to get out
of... Sort
like,
of, but they're slightly different
bill.
Laws. It's sort of like, oh, well, if you're in the chamber, you count for this or that. Or
yeah, 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 yeah.
But yeah, basically, I don't want to be there for people to be like, oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah, just remember you've got to come into the...
Yeah, yeah, let's go. I have to be like, I don't want to.
I'm just going
to
shit my pants right here instead.
Yeah. So, I decide, go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Right?
China's in there too. Like, okay.
Well.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know how long I'm going
to
be there for. So, I'm thinking.
Okay, yeah. No, I'll stop.
I'm not just going to stand in the men's bathroom.
No.
As people come in, just, hello.
They'll think you're...
Oh, no, no, I'm just waiting for some president.
Yeah. I'm waiting for one of the stores to come open and yeah. no one's in there.
Just five empty stalls.
Okay,
just,
so yeah, I'm assuming right now you've hidden a stall.
So I went straight to a stall.
Yeah, smart.
And while I'm there, I'm thinking, you know...
Maybe I'll take a dump.
I need to go to the bathroom anyway.
Oh, well, that is lucky.
Yeah.
That is a lucky odds.
Is it? I had to drop a couple of bombs off my own. So... Early days, I have not, like...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Plop.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. So, I'm on the toilet seat. Pants down.
Two feet on the toilet seat, or...?
No. Oh, right. Two cheeks.
Right, two cheeks, right. That makes sense.
Face cheeks. I'm doing the old Splendor in the Grass toilet.
Anyway. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So,
two cheeks.
Sitting there. No evacuation of any type has happened yet. Like, it's that early in the situation, right? Oh, evacuation of my bowels.
Oh, right.
I was trying to find a nice way to say it.
I was like, did they try to evacuate the UN?
No,
like, surely
no.
They're like, yo, we're going to get bombed. We've got to get out of here.
No.
Well, there was none of that. Right. They just got bombed.
They basically got, like, they passed, like, the, we're going to make it difficult for people to use nukes. And then they got, like, the dude was like, so.
You just got
you've all been nuked. Like, and it's blown up. So I'm sitting there, like, ready to begin my business.
Right.
And then someone yells out.
Oh, no.
Hey, Japan diplomat dude.
Oh, whoa.
I know, right? So I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Like, bro. So,
come on, bro.
In his defense, maybe he thinks I'm just hiding, because he also hiding.
Oh, he's also hiding.
Or at least has seen me to the bathroom.
And he's like,
and he's
got
like,
it.
Oh, yeah, hiding in the bathroom. Okay, yeah, he's gone to the bathroom.
Smart idea. Go to the bathroom.
So he's gone in there.
Gonna poo.
So that's my first assumption, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man, are you in here to, like, you know, keep busy?
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, hang on. And I'm like, I'll just go out and chat to this guy, you know? Because if we're both in there, that's fine. Like, if we're both hiding out, we're just like, no, we're waiting for a nuke to pass or whatever. It's going to take 4 minutes. I'm not going to have a conversation to this dude while I'm sitting on the can.
No, it's weird.
So I do up my pants,
story's making me
thing,
uncomfortable.
Do the thing. This guy's like chatting. Uh-huh. I open the door. He's at the urinal having a piss, talking over his shoulder. So I'm there like, I don't want to.
Now you're conversing with a man taking a wee.
Yeah.
No.
So I just go up. I wash my hands.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything, but, you know, being in the toilet and
right.
force the yeah. habit, and it's what you yeah. do and all
and
of that
sort
of stuff.
I probably thought you're weird if you didn't.
Yeah, also true. But again, like, I mean, he's definitely weird.
You're doing a UN.
If you thought I was hiding... Fair enough, but if I was in the... Yeah, anyway.
It's a weird, compromising situation, Michael.
Yeah, so, yeah, look, then we decide, like, you know, to go back. Then I have to double back and go to the bathroom. So I'm in there, wash my hands, be like, all right, catch a man, going straight back into the stall. So I'm sure he's like, fucking Japan, what the fuck? Yeah, but look, it was a lot of fun. There was a... Yeah.
Did you win?
Basically, humanity won. But Japan also did very well for itself.
Oh, did it?
A team of friendly sociopaths between me, Philip, Russell, and Kyle.
Smart.
Nerds didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, those poor rat bastards.
Yeah. Well, Kyle got named greatest scientist on the world twice or something.
He got greatest scientist. You got Secretary of State.
Oh, man.
Man, Japan did do well. Did you end up with more countries? Like, can you own countries? Be like, now we own China.
Not really. And I mean, like, you could, but then that's when people would start being like, stop it.
Sanctions.
But very quickly, bigger problems happen.
Yeah, of course. Aliens.
Yeah. Well, so, all of a sudden, like, little things happen, like, oh, Ukraine's been taken over by blah, blah, blah. But then you're dealing with other stuff. So it's like, well, that happened 4 turns ago. What the hell are we meant to do about it? And blah, blah, blah. It was a fun day. I am glad I went. It was out at Ipswich.
Oh.
And some people had flown in for it.
Excuse me?
I know. They're telling me, I'm like,
imagine flying in from Perth to get meat. That's great.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, the second UN, much smoother. Got a whole lot of things done.
Both. I bet you fucking did.
Yep.
You're right. This story did bomb.
I told you. Hey.
Yeah, it did. Well, look,
I'm coming to the next one.
Yeah, no, like a hard no. It's soft. Actually, what were the different positions you could be?
Scientist, scientist, head of state,
supreme leader,
military general, and diplomat, and then a couple other countries got extra ones, like either a spy or a propaganda minister and stuff. Yeah, spy, stealing
you
stuff from other people.
My interest.
Yeah,
I could be a spy. I mean, that's not what a spy would say.
How it
I don't
works,
want to be a spy. I would make a terrible spy.
Wink.
Make me a spy.
ASIO. Reach out to Spotting Work.
Come on, we'll do it.